perspective, the way you looked out there, and after going over the films of other things, can you give a, maybe, do you see something more, give a different explanation for what you think exactly happened?
I simply didn't execute. I wasn't really doing a good job of stepping up in the pocket. The O-line was giving me a good pocket to step up into, and it's just one of those things where you just keep playing, you keep looking at the pictures, you keep talking to one another, you keep communicating, and you keep working, you keep trying to figure it out. And then, you know, once I started stepping in the pocket, getting some completions, we were running the ball well, we started getting things flowing, so things started clicking at the right time.
Because you have two different offensive linemen kind of in there now, maybe going into this week, and there could be some other changes, how much better do you think you have to be at getting the ball out, reading things quicker, and being even better at your job to help the whole process?
I have 100% confidence in those guys. You hate seeing guys go down, especially your linemen, you know, like Allen and Evan. But, you know, these guys are going to step in and they're going to do their job. And my job is just to execute and do my job and, you know, get the ball out at the right manner.
So you don't feel any more pressure to, you know, get the ball out quicker and things like that because, you know, you have some new guys in there and things like that?
No, I got to play the game. I got to play, you know, the play, the situation, run our offense. And like I said, I have 100% confidence in those guys to get the job done as they do in me. So that's how we approach it game day.
In 2012, you had a patchwork group in front of you. Last year, you had pretty much the same guys aside from the day game. How's it different? In terms of what you can do when there are new faces shuffling in?
I mean, with us, we just keep working. We keep running the same offense. We expect the next guy in there to get his job done. We have some depth, and those guys really do a good job of, if somebody does go down, I mean, you saw, you know, Gardner and Molt go in there, and they stepped up and did a great job. It's just one of those things you can't focus on that. I have faith in them, they have faith in me, and we're going to go out there and play the football game we know.
What did you see on film on the second fumble there? It looked like maybe a Jeremy deep. Was it something you didn't see or something in the coverage?
No, I was trying to get the ball to him. It's one of those things that if I would have, instead of going right, sliding right, if I just step up in the pocket, I think I deliver the ball down there and we get some points. But it's a learning opportunity right there. And, you know, that's one of those things you wish you would have hit. But you just have to learn from it, move forward. And we were able to hit a big play later down the road and ended up winning the game. So that was good.
We were pumping often. It seemed in the first half we were pumping, either pump plays or something wasn't there. Why was that?
It just didn't feel like a guy was open flashes. You just pull the ball back and, you know, going something you move forward to, you try to just get the ball to the guys in a manner where they're open and they can catch it and run with the ball. So just one of those situations where I was pulling the ball back down.
When you sat down with the coaches and looked over the tape, are there one or two things that you said, okay, this I know I have to improve in? How would you define those couple of areas?
I think it's just important to, you know, step up in the pocket. There's lanes there, and if the play is not, you know, obviously always recognize the defense, but I think just stepping up in the pocket, staying in rhythm with your feet and delivering the ball, and just continue to play, play relaxed, and just, you know, go out there like it's second nature and just play the game. Simple as that.
Andrew Luck, you got to meet a little bit last year at the Pro Bowl. What did you know, obviously, back then?
I also played against him three times in college and know him pretty well, so it's not like we just met. Andrew's a good friend of mine. He's a great player, great guy. Think a lot of him. He's a great player. You guys know him just like I do, and he played well on the college level, had a lot of success, and he's continued to do that in the NFL. It doesn't surprise me because of the kind of person he is. So it'll be fun to go against him once again.
Did you know of him in high school, growing up in Texas at all?
We're a year apart, so I different division, different class, so didn't know about him until we faced each other in college. But then we were able to meet at different events, media events, whether it may be, and play against each other, so we developed a friendship.
I think you targeted Riley and Jeremy about 17 times and then maybe 8 completions. I know it's early, but can you look into the fact that you guys didn't have as much time as you probably would have liked to have, you know, practicing and playing together in the preseason?
No, I think that it was just something that didn't work out that way. We ended up, you know, sticking together as a team, playing together as a team. Like I always say, that's our strength, is sticking together. And we made some plays down the stretch. Defense did a great job, special teams, Cody kicking the ball. It's one of those things where you look at stats and everything, and, you know, there's a lot of incompletions there, but I know what it takes to fix those, and we're going to come out here and work on it this week and work to improve each and every day.
I know what looks open in the press box might not seem open on the field. Did you feel like you missed open receivers early in the game?
Yeah, I definitely did. I was definitely inaccurate on a few throws and just had to keep playing through them. And but when you watch that on film, it sort of excites me in the sense that it's correctable. It's not something where you look at it and there's nothing you can do about it. All the stuff I saw on film is very correctable. We can come out here. We worked on it. Stuff today, we'll work on it continuing throughout the week. And, you know, each and every day, that's how you look at the film. There's always something to correct. You come out here and you work on it and you try to get better.
We bounced back, obviously, last year. What's your process for watching film? I mean, do you fire up the iPad right after the game's over? Are you taking notes? Take us through that process.
No, it's like I said, the 24-hour rule. You deal with the emotion of the game. Definitely an emotional game with how it went. Crazy, you know, first half didn't go like we wanted. Second half, we started getting things going. You just go through the film the next day. You watch it. You make the corrections. You move forward. So on to the Colts.
It's a little unfair.
The Colts defensive, what do you see from the Colts defensive so far? What impression about them?
I mean, they're a good team. Obviously, they're without a couple of their key guys, but watching them the other night, they started getting after Manny in the second half and really starting to put pressure. You know, first half, they're just going to play their coverages. They're like their defense. They're going to show you different looks. They're not just going to come out and play one look. They're going to try to mix it up. And use the personnel of their strength. So we're just getting into it, and, you know, we'll go from there.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you all.
Thank you.